fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Wednesday, the 14th day of June. The purpose of the day is to inventory your tools, make sure they're all properly sharpened, if they need sharpening, good condition, lubricated, and fill in any blank spaces. Tools have a way of walking away. All right, we have patient Wayne in green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 37 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Commerce Conspiracy. His website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at Amazon. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, the anticipated offensive in Ukraine apparently has begun, hasn't it, sir?
Yeah, it began actually a little over a week ago.
And it'll go until what? Sometime in October, we believe?
No, offensives, military offensives don't work like that. They go until the forces are no longer able to go forward. They've run out of ammunition or missiles, or the troops are exhausted, or the attrition has been too great, or they win. And so it's not, you know, the offensive is not likely to go that long.
Okay, so maybe a month or two?
It's hard to say. It depends on the success that they have, you know, or the degree of resistance or how slow they take it. If they're very slow and methodical, then it could last longer.
Now, there's going to be some high-performance American jet aircraft introduced into this mess shortly, I believe, F-16.
No.
All right.
No, that takes months. It takes at least several months and usually 18 months to train the pilots to get them ready to set up the Ukrainians to do it. It's a way of the Biden administration getting out of helping Ukraine. What the Ukrainians are requesting are more ammunition for the HIMARS and ammunition that will go further than the ammunition we've given them. Because what do you need an airstrike? What do you need to risk a pilot in an expensive plane for? Going through the intensive anti-aircraft systems that the Russians have to strike some position in the enemy rear when you have a HIMAR that can make it there, that could hit a dining room table at, you know, 50 to 80 miles or longer. You know, they could go up to 300 kilometers. There can be rounds, I think, they go up to. We'll give them an F-16 that can reach Moscow, but we won't give them a HIMAR that can.
Uh-huh.
And there's a reason for that. The F-16 is completely useless to the Ukrainians. Aircraft cannot. This is not a battlefield where air power is going to play any real role, because both sides are from the former Soviet military, and they have the Soviet military anti-aircraft systems, and they're extremely effective. Since the Soviet Union could not control the air effectively in any war with NATO, their whole philosophy was to deny the air to NATO by anti-air systems and to use missiles and artillery instead, rockets and artillery instead, to perform the role that aircraft normally performs, and to use, you know, nuclear rockets to perform it deep in the enemy's rear. So, no, the Ukrainians are asking for one thing that would be fairly inexpensive for us to ramp up, but we want to give them something they really don't need.
Okay, so the F-16s will probably sit on the tarmac in Poland if they're delivered to Europe. Is that what you believe?
Well, if they deliver them to Russia, the Russians will try to airstrike them on their airfields, and then they'll be shot down if they fly them, because it's a SAM rich environment. Surface to air missiles is a SAM. It's a SAM rich environment. So, you were asking me about this offensive. If we even manage to give them these things 6 months from now, that's going to be 3 months after this offensive is over and when winter is about to start.
If there was F-16s flying on behalf of Ukraine at the moment, they would be piloted by Americans, wouldn't they?
No. They're going to be piloted by Ukrainians. That's why the downtime is so long. They have to train the Ukrainian pilots.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying on the 14th day of June, Ukrainian pilots couldn't fly these things. It'll be months before they could. Therefore, if F-16s were flying on behalf of Ukraine,
we're not giving them F-16s now.
Right.
They're not. There's no F-16s going to Ukraine now. I don't even know they've received delivery of a single Abrams tank yet.
Really?
And the number was only going to be 30, so it's not. It's mainly Germany, Sweden, and Poland, and Great Britain that have stepped up and given the equipment to the Ukrainians that they need.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. What new intelligence, if anything, do we have coming out of China regarding Taiwan, sir?
Well, we didn't even discuss the offensive.
Well, let's go back to the offensive, and let's do that, please.
Well, the Ukrainians have a complete lockdown on information, so we've only heard information from the Russians about it. So a lot of lies and distortions. There was footage of a Ukrainian a platoon that ran into a minefield and got some armored personnel carriers and tanks blown up. But, you know, you're dealing with an offensive with 800-900 tanks and thousands of armored personnel carriers. You're going to have some platoon commanders that do that. The Ukrainians have made about 10 kilometers. They're systematically going through the defenses. They're knocking out the Russians' electronic warfare defenses. And they are attacking in the middle of the line where the Russian defenses are thickest and they have the biggest reserves. Russian 504th motorized rifle brigade has been engaged. The Chechens launched a counterattack and got wiped out. I understand the main Chechen unit. So it's pretty bloody fighting. It's pretty difficult. There's been moves around Bakhmut. They're trying to Ukrainians are trying to find where the heavy deployment ends. There's been a lot of probing attacks. So the Ukrainians are sort of taking it carefully and, using their superior electronic warfare capabilities to move forward. Of course, last week, the Russians blew the dam at Kokokova. There was apparently now they've got the signature of the explosion. So they had mined the dam. And the reason for blowing the dam was that the Ukrainians were apparently had forces on the other side of the river downriver. And there had been some recon units that had crossed the river. And the Russians, who had pulled a lot of their forces back, who only were holding the river with a force they thought maybe was too small, they decided to flood the river to defend themselves, to protect it. This is something they also, the Ukrainians have taken out the main rail bridge on a river connecting Melitopol to Crimea. So the main rail hub, the main rail line, which there's mainly only this one that connects Russia to Crimea, has been broken at that bridge. The Ukrainian forces, the Ukrainian forces are also approaching a river further from the Dnieper. I think it's a tributary, and they blew a smaller dam. What was it during the weekend? So they blowing dams to stop the Ukrainian forces is a Russian tactic. They did it in World War II. And I think a caller mentioned this, but I looked it up, and yes, 100,000 people were killed by Stalin on the Dnieper River around the same area the Zaporozhye River.
Well, it's a complex matter, and both sides are doing the best they can, best I can tell, to achieve their goals, aren't they, Jeff?
Well, the Russians are defending, not attacking. The Ukrainians are attacking, and the Russian tactic in defending is to, you know, make rivers harder to cross by breaking down dams. 80 villages on the Ukrainian side were flooded. The Russian troops along the banks of the river are firing at the rescue teams that are trying to rescue people. They killed the other day a police officer, a 74-year-old man who had thrown himself over a pregnant woman who was also killed. So, you know, this is the behavior of the Russians. In response to the beginning of the offensive, the Russians launched a massive attack on President Zelensky's hometown, Kryvyi Rih. I have a Ukrainian friend who had friends in the town caught when the attack began, and they were just terrified. The whole town was shaking. They were missiles launched from aircraft from the Russian side. They can launch missiles that can go, you know, 100 kilometers or more from aircraft.
That would be scary. Jeff, we got our first caller here. We got, looks like, Mark in Kentucky. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah.
Good morning. I don't know all the details, so I'm asking the listening audience for somebody else that knows more details. From what I understand, the Russians did not blow up the dam. It was the Ukrainians that blew up the dam. And if somebody else could call in, and John, I'm pretty sure you already have heard news to the contrary of what's being proposed by Mr. Nyquist. If we could have other people call in with more details than what I might know, I would appreciate somebody to refute the propaganda. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand this propaganda. The propaganda is coming out of Russia. And the Russians have committed, well, they are investigating 81,000 war crimes presently. That's what the number is up for what the Russians have done. I don't understand conservatives. Russia is our enemy. Don't you know that? And the Ukrainians are defending their country was invaded, and they are fighting for their freedom of their country. I don't understand how you can believe the Russian propaganda of a Russian dictator who that dam was a Ukrainian hydroelectric station. It's going to cost over $1 billion to fix. Ukrainians would not blow up their dam. They have no reason to blow up their dam. The Russians have a motive. The Russians are bombing in response to the, in this war. The Russians are bombing Ukrainian civilians. It's a fact. Go and read the reports coming out of reliable sources that are not telling propaganda. Reliable sources that are telling the actual news. You have to sort these things out. There are sources that have been accurate and sources that have not. And conservatives in this country, look, I'm almost to the point of stopping writing because people like you who don't understand that Russia's our enemy, that Russian propaganda, all they had to do was get their communist agents in the government here to pretend to be against Russia, and you wanted to go to the other side. So now everything Russia does is good. And our leaders, because they're against Russia, you are completely fooled by this strategy. They all did it in 2012 to 13. Oh, they were helping Russia for decades. Joe Biden, the Obamas, the Clintons, they were friends of Russia for decades. Then they all do an about-face and you believe them? That's the propaganda. I can't understand you people. Reverse psychology, you're so simple.
Well, that's the way it is, Jeff, and people get fooled. And I know Tucker Carlson, on his second installment, which was a few days ago, he made the claim that Ukraine blew up the dam. And my immediate thought was, well, Tucker, you're thinking like an American. A lot of people, and that's been my analysis for many people when it comes to what communist China and communist Russia are doing or not doing, thinking like Americans. But how can they help it? Because that's what they are, right, Jeff?
Yeah. You have to ask the question, cui bono, which is Latin for who benefits. The Ukrainians don't benefit by blowing up their own hydroelectric station and dam and flooding the river down river when they're about to launch an offensive or when they've begun an offensive. That helps the defending side, the side that is trying to hold back the attack, because it makes a large section of the line flooded out, and it makes the ground then soft for a while afterwards so that tanks and vehicles can't cross. That's why it was done. This is just simple military science. And why would the Ukrainians blow up their own dam? The Russians have committed so many atrocities already, have been bombing their cities. The Russians tried to destroy. You know that it is against the Geneva Convention to blow up a dam, but it's against the treaties that have been signed also by Russia to attack power stations, to attack electrical infrastructure. It's against the rules of war that all these countries, including Russia, have signed on to. And yet they're doing it. You can't deny they're doing that. They're trying to make the Ukrainian people freeze during winter. You think that isn't an atrocity?
Of course it is. We got some callers here. Yeah. I agree, Jeff. We got some callers here. First, we have Josh in Maine. Good morning, Josh.
Yeah, to Nyquist. This is to address Nyquist. We had our own politicians in their own words on video, not just audio, come out and acknowledge that we had 40 bioweapons labs which were moved from the United States because they were illegal in the United States to Ukraine. Okay? We also have...
I don't know what nonsense you're listening to. Where
on,
are you
wait,
getting that from?
I make my point, and then you can retort it, okay?
That's not even true.
See, you are such a disinformation agent. You know the best thing I heard out of your mouth was saying that you were going to quit writing. Because you know what? I'm not going to side with Russia, but I'm not going to side with the sodomites in the United States. At least Russia is standing against homosexuality and sodomites. At least they're standing with the Bible.
Hold on.
I'm wrong?
Because there are communist leaders, which you allowed to be elected in this country, the people in this country elected them, or you allowed for a fraudulent election. It's one or the other. It's on you, sir. You allowed them to be elected, and they're in favor of homosexuality. The war has nothing to do with homosexuality, sir. So don't bring that into the discussion because it is not true. This war is not about homosexuality in your neighborhood. That's your business. You go to the meetings and you stop it here. But most of the people haven't had the courage to stand up to it.
Oh, believe me, I stand up to it.
Oh, good. Good, yeah, Josh.
No, you're standing up for the people who are invading Ukraine.
You don't want to let anyone counter your narrative. You don't even want to let someone else speak.
Look, I've been silenced again and again. You have no idea.
Well, either maybe there's a reason why, Nyquist.
You are falling for communist propaganda.
I'm not falling for communist propaganda.
Josh, thank you for your call. We got to move on. We got a break.
We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, Dixieland.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's our sponsor by the Energy Cleaner. The Father's Day sale is in effect right now until midnight the 19th. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. Jeff, before we get to our next caller, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
There's a PayPal button below every article or video that people can contribute to keep the site going.
All right. We have five callers on hold. We'll just start one at a time here. First, we have, looks like, Jim in Oregon. Good morning, Jim.
Okay. Good morning. So, Mr. Nyquist, I'm just going to mention real quick before I get to my question. So I'm a newspaper saver, article clipper, that kind of a thing, you know, as well as looking online. And I have newspaper articles from 2014 and 15 with claims by Ukrainians that Ukrainians are being attacked by their own government. Okay, this is how far back this goes. Well, let me ask you a question, okay, Mr. Nyquist. Who was behind the 9/11 attacks? Who destroyed the Twin Towers? Just answer that for the audience.
The the hijackers led by Muhammad Atta.
Oh, my God. Well, listeners, you've heard it. I framed the debate.
Why
am I holding on? That you answered the question. Listeners, I framed the debate for you. We now know who Mr. Nyquist is. Thank you, sir. Goodbye. You do not deserve to be on the radio.
Okay, Jim. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Hello? You caught me right in the middle of, I'm chewing something. Let me swallow. Okay, I wanted to just add a little information about what the gentleman was asking about, some people calling in and wanting some information about why it doesn't make sense that Russia would blow up that dam. I can give a couple of things. For one, I think it was the Washington Post and the New York Times both published an article about a year ago, and it's, you know, you can go and look it up, and it shows where Ukraine, they're talking with the guy who's the defense minister there or whatever it was over in Ukraine, and they were talking about whether they should blow that dam up or not. And they said they had looked at it and they had thought about it, but they said that they thought they would not do it at the present time, but that they would consider doing it later at a different time. Okay, so that's one, okay? There's another one that George Soros, who I guess Jeff is in favor of George Soros, but we'll go later that.
Hold on, let me finish talking. Get too slandered.
You always interrupt, Jeff. You interrupt everybody. Let me finish speaking.
Because when you lie and you slander me,
George Soros is in favor of the Ukrainian war, don't you know?
Somebody might get the impression that you're telling the truth. George Soros believes that we should
end China.
If you're going to lie,
we should be fighting Russia and China. Do you know that?
If you're going to lie, then I'm going to interrupt you. And if you're going to tell lies, I'm going to interrupt you.
That's not a lie. George Soros absolutely is in favor of the Ukrainian-Russian war.
No, you said that
he's backing it, too.
And I don't, okay?
Okay, so you don't. I apologize for that. Now, let me go on. He said over a year ago when the first offense was going down there, they were going into attacking that bridge down there that moves into Crimea. He said that what the Ukraine should do would be go all the way into that area and so that they could cut the water off that comes across that bridge going into the Crimea and starve them for water. That's what George Soros said. Well, in effect, that didn't happen. So now, but we have this other thing that just recently happened right at the new offensive, which is this idiotic charge of the Light Brigade, I'll call it, where they've lost like over 7,000 men. Anyway, this started right at the beginning of when the dam broke at the same time, effectively cutting water off going across Crimea. Okay, there's number two. All right, now let's go to number three. The ground absolutely was not ready for a Ukrainian invasion in the south. Okay, it was still wet. Russia had no reason to blow it up to make it wet. And the other thing is that the offensive had already started, and look at what happened. They're being annihilated in this offensive, and Russia would be more capable of handling the offensive in that area as well. Russia has backed
Can
up and built... Yeah, okay,
you?
Now go ahead. Yes, okay. I'll pause there.
Now, over the last year and so many months, haven't you been saying that the Ukrainians were being annihilated all this time by the Russians?
Well, I've been saying that they've been led. They've been going in, being chewed up as a meat grinder there in Bakhmut and so forth.
Ukrainians have been.
Hold on, gentlemen. We have a break. We'll break back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole Colgren, where to fall? Many men have
all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find a lot there, over nine gigabytes of information. I will be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo up in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August, put on by G. Edward Griffin. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. The Father's Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight Monday the 19th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. And Charlie in Florida, do you have a further comment or question? We got a lot of callers holding here, Charlie.
I didn't get a chance to ask.
Well, let's have it's Jeff's turn to respond right now. Go ahead, Jeff.
So, Charlie, for the last year plus, I've heard you repeatedly say the Russians were losing the war. So how is it if that's – I mean,
that the Russians were losing the war.
You were saying the Russians were winning the war, and I would tell you, no, your reports are false. Ukrainians aren't being wiped out. So how could it be that the Ukrainians are now in the offensive – that Russia is on the defense.
If the Ukrainians have been in the war this whole time,
and how do you explain this? And how do you explain that your information sources have been accurate when we end up in this position where Ukraine is on the attack? Because to be on the attack means that the Ukrainians now have the preponderance of force. So how could the if the Russians have been successful all this time, how do they end up on the defense? Please explain.
Well, they've always been on the defense. That's what they've done. They've let the Ukrainians run in there like idiots and get mowed down. That's what they've done. They've moved in, they back up, and they let the Ukrainians run in. That's the way they conduct warfare. Now, I have one more comment, and then I'll hang up. The nuclear power plant is firmly in the hands of Russia, okay? It's firmly in the hands of Russia. It's not Ukrainian. And ever since the Russians taken that plant, Ukrainians have bombed it and sent missiles into it, trying to destroy it.
That's not
so
what the
Don't tell me that it's the Ukrainians that are trying to destroy their own dam. They're never going to get that dam back.
You just said something that's not true. Please do your homework. Please check sources other than the regular Russia propaganda sources, please, because the International Atomic Energy Agency has said it's the Russians who are endangering the planet.
See you later. Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
So the International Atomic Energy Agency says it's the Russians who are endangering the planet, not the Ukrainians.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they're very concerned about the way the Russians are running it. In fact, there's been stories about employees that have been abused about the way the Russians are running the plant. Now that they've shut the plant down mostly, but they have a cooling plant that I think is a few miles away that is needed to keep it cool. But this is the biggest nuclear power plant in Europe. And the international agency said, you know, the Russians should just leave it alone and let it run and leave it away and not be around it. And the other thing is the Russians attacking the electric infrastructure of Ukraine can cause a meltdown. And because other nuclear power plants that feed into that, if you have a power situation, you can have fluctuations in the power, which can cause these things to happen. So, you know, the Russians have behaved extremely irresponsibly in all of this. And the international community, many people have said this. And I don't understand these conservatives with their stereotyped view, and they're not conservatives, by the way, because if Edmund Burke were alive right now, he would be siding against Russia.
Okay, let's take our next caller here, Jeff. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. They made me eat too many fig Newtons. But I wanted to say that you're right about the International Atomic Energy. That guy, I've been reading about that. And there's a guy who gives RBN $1,000 a month. His name is Ed Oberhauser. He comes on every night when everything shuts down. And he says that you know when you're over the target because the devil kicks your butt everywhere. So don't quit, Jeff. Don't quit. You're over the target.
Yeah, I've been over it for a long time.
I know.
But the problem is at some point, you know, when you have, look, the left is easily manipulated from their side. Now the right is the same thing. I mean, there's no constituency now for what I am trying to tell people.
Anybody who wants to know what we got in this
When no one can hear you, that's when you have to be quiet because you're just talking to yourself.
But they are. This is what I've been telling Julie, I got things to do. I don't need to be wasting my time calling RBN. And she says, you never know how many people are listening and never call in.
Yeah, that's true, Pat. Thank you for that.
They're probably ashamed to call in because then everybody will say, oh, you know what? Those people hate Jews. Everybody calls in. Uh-huh. That's what I would think that they would, people I know won't call. They say that.
Well, it's become so, you know, I've watched this happen on the right. I was concerned about the right being taken over by Russian propaganda 15 years ago when I first started seeing the alt-right and things from that appearing, and it was so obviously coming from the Russians. And, like the Truther Movement, you know, when they had their big conference in Paris years ago on the Truther Movement, there was a Russian general, a former top Russian general showed up there to egg them on. I mean, this is Russian propaganda. And these people, because they're alienated people believe ideologies that aren't true or conspiracy theories, which are basically what's happened on the right is people used to be anti-communist. Now they're conspiracy theorists. Right. They're not anti-communist. They don't have a principled stand against an idea. And they don't know anything about Russia, the Soviet Union, the collapse of the Soviet Union. They don't know that Russia gave 25 million tons of grain to communist Cuba, that there's Russian troops in communist Venezuela, that they're building military infrastructure in communist Nicaragua. They think Putin's a Christian and a conservative. That's stupid. Just because he gives lip service to anti-homosexuality, that's meant for them. Putin didn't start doing that until the left here had turned anti-Russian on a dime, which was, I think that was done on orders from Moscow. They help Russia their whole life, and suddenly all at once, like they're a giant platoon, they do an about-face all at once. How is that? How does that happen? And now they've been working on the right, and now you see the result. I mean, Russians are good at propaganda, at persuading people of narrative, and they have worked for two decades on this one.
Pat, great call. We need to move on, Pat. We got some calls here, Pat. That was a great call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Lynn in Maryland. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, John and Jeff. Thanks, Jen, for taking my call. I think Pat's right, Jeff. Must be feeling a little warm there. actually, an example, because I think that as the population is like falling under some mass mind control thing, listen to Donald Trump's speech. Well, I actually would rather I hadn't, but I'm glad I did. From Saturday, I was listening to that going, oh, dear God. It's like listening to the biggest cult leader and cult followers on steroids. I mean, it's like, wait, people, think what you're hearing, and then look how you're reacting to it. You know, it's not that difficult to disprove something you hear. But if you just keep going to all the sources that feed you what you want to believe, you have to get your bias out of everything to go to the facts. And there are facts, absolute facts. But you have to search for them, and you may not like where you find them. And you may have to weed through some opinions to get to it, because everybody has an opinion. But a lot of people take what isn't even news as news, when all it is a commentary. That's a big difference. And you know, when I used to do research online, I would always go to government websites to actually dig down without using a search engine, without using their search box, to find information. Because, you know, it's kind of like the F-whatever planes. I believe we have been training people. I believe I heard that and I've read it for a while now, because there's so much maintenance required for those planes, but we've also been training Ukrainian pilots. Now, it's true. Russia must be very good at what they do, and they're playing both the left and the right, and you can look at how the left and the right have become utterly extreme. But even here on RBM, what I've noticed is that it's not – you keep hearing more and more rhetoric about anarchism. You know, that government is bad. Well, yeah, we got a lot of bad people in government. But what are you going to do without any government? You know, I mean, there are times when you want Matt Dillon, folks. You know, we all do. We don't have John Moore to protect us. You know, when I pick up the phone to call the police because I need a cop, I'm grateful I get a cop. I usually get five of them, you know, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for RBN and that we do have a voice. And even for the folks with their opinions, the problem is we're not listening to each other. But, Jeff, don't quit. I'm sorry, I'm not online and I can't hit that button. But part of it is people are spending too much time online. They don't sit and think. They don't read a book. And reading is important. You keep reading online, you're never going to be able to read. I used to print stuff out to read it. I mean, I have former articles of Jeff's. So, you know, and you know, Jeff, you don't agree with me all the time, and I don't agree with you all the time. And that's okay, but we can be civil, and I learn from you, and I'm grateful for that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Our thank next caller is James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning again. What I see objectively happening is you can talk about the battlefield in the Ukraine, but we got a communist takeover in the United States today. a very blatant one, and they want to take away the First, Second, and Fourth Amendments, the Constitution. And if I'm not mistaken, you got barbed wire still around the Congress. You know, it's looking pretty grim, and my attitude to this whole thing is the communists have been receiving more finance of late. You have the Black Lives Matter and you have Antifa. They get to get on the streets with impunity and do whatever they want. And this is, like it or not, it's a communist revolution. And you got people crossing the border illegally, going to melt down the society. Deputy Hendricks, this morning you're talking about, do we have enough people for the infrastructure of the United States for the next 10 or 20 years? And I don't think we do. So those are my comments. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, James. Any response here, Jeff?
Yeah, well, he's right. The communists are taking over this country. But the fact that we're not in a communist dictatorship totally yet is shows that they don't dare go all the way yet, because people
don't give up your guns.
Yeah, don't give up your guns. They will, you know, because there's a thing called adventurism in the communist lexicon, and it means pushing too hard to the revolution when you need to wait and do certain steps in advance. So it's about subversion and very slowly cooking the frog in the pot. And, of course, the fact is the communists are small in numbers but extremely effective because of their tactics and organization. And so they have to be careful because they can be wiped out. They can be uncovered and wiped out. The biggest thing in their corner is that people don't read. They don't understand the history of communism or the actual ideology or the psychology of it. And so the psychology, as Eric Verglund, the philosopher, pointed out, the psychology is alienation. And they have succeeded in, they themselves, the communists, through the left, have demoralized the right in the United States, and they've alienated them. And now the alienated psychology is receptive to the same kind of message that the alienated people on the left have been to. So they've created a right-wing version of what they've done to the left. And alienated people are ripe for recruitment to narratives that are not true. There's a kind of an insanity that occurs in alienation, psychological alienation. And this is what the process that we're in right now. And it's a process that that I've watched very slowly develop. And this is how you create a civil war in a country. You get two alienated groups who don't listen to each other, and you get them enlarged to the point where there's no way to run the country anymore except for them to kill each other. And there's nothing solved by that, by the way. You know, if you want to start a civil war, let me ask you, how are you going to win? And how is that possible? Killing your fellow citizens. It doesn't work.
Okay, James, anything else?
No, it's psychological warfare, as the gentleman says. And it in the old days, we called it polarization. Nobody uses that word anymore, but man, I can see polarization now. I'll let you guys go. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you, James. We got our last break coming up here in just about a minute or so. Lively discussion today, to say the least, right, Jeff?
Yes.
well, you get a lot of airtime with me because I understand your work. I believe in your work. I've read your books. And in the absence of reading your books, I don't know if people can really understand where you come from, Jeff. How could they?
Yeah, you can't explain. Look, a book is where you have the detailed facts and the citations and everything's carefully done. You can't on the fly, off the top of your head, you know, do that kind of job that demonstrates things that are true or not. And in a discussion in which people can't agree on basic facts, you can't get anywhere. And that's the problem, is people don't do their homework and haven't got a good sense of what the facts actually are, unless they have the deep background. Unless, you know, I started, you know, 37 years ago?
Right.
You know, I started researching this and, you know.
Here's our last break. We're not going to take any more calls. We'll have Jeff Summary and we'll get back from the break.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilaji hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilaji Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilaji as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilaji by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilaji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilaji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Well, Jeff, well, let's hear your summary for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, I should, you know, an earlier caller, when they were, you know, attacking, you had disinformation like there were 40 biolabs moved to Ukraine from the United States. That's not even what those labs are. They're bioweapons labs of the Soviet Union that were taken over when
right.
the Soviet Union collapsed.
That's right.
And scientists, to keep them from going to North Korea or Iran to build weapons, or other rogue states to build weapons to be used against the United States, we forked out the money to keep the labs working on research that was not actually making bioweapons. So that is an inversion, and of course a very clever inversion. And you have people then that they had a conference in Iran where the Russians were purporting this. But if there was a real biolabs, ladies and gentlemen, run by the West, set up to attack Russia, or to be specific, to attack Russian DNA, which you've heard this nonsense before. Ukrainian DNA and Russian is very similar, so that they'd be attacking their own people. But that is not possible. Because if it was real, the Russians would have brought the evidence before the United Nations and would have accused the U.S. publicly before everyone. But since it's completely ridiculous and they would be laughed out, all the other countries and their intelligence services would know what the truth is and would just debunk it. So you can't – it is only through these propaganda venues, through characters who are marginal – who do not have any knowledge or background, who pontificate on the right with this information that's fed to them by the Russians. Tucker Carlson, I've admired Tucker Carlson and his courage over the years, for example, but Tucker Carlson was famous for, you know, not being good in school, of not reading the books, so that he lacks the deep background to understand the complexities of Russia in the former communist world. And so what's happened is that he has succumbed because of a lack of deep background to certain narratives, and he's passing them along. And that is a problem when people don't actually have the wherewithal to understand certain material. A lot of people, this is an extremely controversial area, and I'm not right about everything. I'm presenting my considered opinion after decades of going through lots of material and sifting it by writing about it and reasoning it through. This is what my writings mostly are. My Origins of the Fourth World War, my first book, was a workshop for working out how the Russians and the Chinese were organizing World War III, how they were using deception, and what the defector literature said. I figured out pretty early on that Galitzin, his 1984 book, New Lies for Old, was filled with predictions that were going to come true. I figured that out before they came true in 1987, because they found other defectors had said similar things about what Russia was planning. And I met defectors who said similar things. And so as a consequence, I knew the fall of the Soviet Union was coming, the collapse of communism was coming. That's why I started writing the book and doing it in 1987. And so that was my only real cleverness, that I recognized what was true before the fact. And so I was able to follow it with understanding it better. But it's taken me decades to understand even more. It's like a constant learning process. And yes, it's complicated, because strategy is like learning a foreign language, especially when it gets to these intelligence and information warfare strategies. They're extremely complicated. It isn't just a matter of propaganda. You have to get the enemy so confused. You've got to get your target so confused that he will adopt your position as a matter of course after you've set up certain narratives he accepts. Like China and Russia are enemies, or the Soviet Union, communism disappeared when the Soviet Union collapsed, and so on. When you understand the strategy and its purpose, when you read a defector like Galitzin, who explained it, who also was using information from the former head of CIA counterintelligence, James Angleton's staff, that had understood these things decades ago, then you understand what they're doing, and you can read the events better. But the thing is, if you come at it without knowing any of these things, and you just listen to these narratives that are spun out there for you to grab hold of like a baited hook, then you're hooked, and then you're stuck repeating the lies, the nonsense, and you don't even understand how those lies are calculated to destroy you.
Absolutely. Well, I have a similar situation where I, as an intelligence analyst, I read the history of Vietnam going back to the 19th century, middle of 19th century, and I came to understand that Ho Chi Minh was held in high regard by almost all Vietnamese because he opposed the French occupation and opposed the Japanese with our help. Jeff, thank you. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, that's it for the day. Medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri. God bless the beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, You have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.